This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, and welcome to this week's 6 Minute English. I'm Dan, and today I'm joined by Kate.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Kate. Now, in today's programme, we're talking about a new exhibition at the British Museum in London, which is attempting to define the whole of human history through 100 objects.
Yes, well, from Stone Age tools to the modern credit card, the museum says certain key objects can demonstrate man's development up until the present day. In particular, are important advances in art, technology, religion, warfare and trade.
So, Kate, this week's question for you is, how many objects are there in the whole of the British Museum collection? Is it A, 8 million, B, 11 million, or C, 13 million?
Oh, that's a hard one. I've got absolutely no idea. But I'm going to go for C, the largest number, 13 million.
OK, well, we'll see if you're right at the end of the programme.
Now, the museum has spent 4 years organising this exhibition. So, Dan, how did they choose the final 100 objects that are being put on display?
Well, the museum's director, Neil McGregor, says that they've chosen the objects to give us an idea of how different cultures have interacted. That is, how they've worked together or formed relationships.
So let's have a listen to the first extract as he explains how scientific developments have changed the significance of certain objects. How does he describe the effect that scientific discoveries have had on our understanding?
Most of us, I think, if we come back to a museum that we've visited as a child, have the sense that we've changed enormously, while the things have remained serenely the same. But of course they haven't. Thanks to constant research and to new scientific techniques, what we can know about them is constantly growing.
OK, well, he says that what we know about the objects is constantly growing. The word constant here means continuous or frequent. So to say what we know is constantly growing means that it's always expanding or getting bigger in size.
He also said that we might think things remain serenely the same. Serene means calm, tranquil or steady. So here he means that we think things have steadily remained the same. The impact of science on our understanding of historical objects is demonstrated in one of the first pieces in the collection, an ancient Egyptian mummy, the preserved body of an ancient Egyptian priest, which has been wrapped in linen in preparation for the afterlife.
In the next clip, we're going to hear from a specialist from the museum's Ancient Egypt and Sudan department as he explains how new analysis of mummies can provide information on trade in the ancient world and show that cultures interacted far more than we originally thought.
He uses the word mummification, which means the process of preserving the bodies as mummies by wrapping them in strips of material. And also the term chemical composition. What does he mean by that, Kate?
Well, the chemical composition is the basic makeup of chemicals in a particular object. Let's have a listen. How do the mummies help us to understand trading in the ancient world?
We can also look at substances that are being used in mummification. We can test them, we can look at the chemical composition of them, find out what materials were being used. Maybe now we can look at where they were coming from. We can compare these chemical makeups with substances found in different parts of the Mediterranean and begin to reconstruct the trading networks that supplied these things to Egypt.
So an object that we thought was uniquely Egyptian, a mummy, can give us information about interaction across the ancient world by analysing what materials were being used and where they've come from. What these objects show is that we share more history than we originally thought.
We also heard the words reconstruct and network. To reconstruct something means to rebuild it or recreate it.
And a network means a system of connections and contacts. In this context, trading contacts in the ancient world.
So, as our knowledge of the world gets better, we're gaining a deeper understanding of how cultures have worked together to get to where we are today.
The Egyptian writer Araf Suef describes the history of the world as a joint project. Which area of history does she say she'd focus on to help people understand their relationship with each other?
If I could decree a universal education programme, I would make every child in the world learn a brief history of the entire world that focused on the common ground. It would examine how people perceived their relationship to each other, to the planet and to the universe.
She said she'd focus on the common ground of history. common ground usually means an area of shared understanding. So by examining the common ground of cultures and history, people could gain a wider understanding of the history of the world.
Oh, it's all fascinating stuff, but we're nearly out of time, unfortunately, so let's go over some of the vocabulary we've come across today. First of all, we had interact.
We also had constant.
Serenely.
Mummy.
Mummification.
Reconstruct.
Network.
And common ground. And let's go back to today's question. I asked you, Kate, how many objects you think there are in the whole of the British Museum collection. Is it A, 8 million, B, 11 million, or C, 13 million?
And I took a wild guess at C, 13 million.
And again, you'd be exactly right, 13 million objects in the whole of the British Museum.
Oh, you'll have to start making your questions a bit harder, Dan.
Well, we'll see about that. So, from all of us here at BBC Learning English, thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.